This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. This is Mike Roth and Jeff Wolfson at Mercedes-Benz of Gainesville. Jeff, thanks for joining me today on Open Forum in the Villages. And I know your business is in Gainesville, not the villages, but you do a lot of business in the villages.
We sure do. Thank you, Mike, for having me. The villages have supported my dealership for numerous years, and we, in turn, love partnership up with the Mercedes-Benz Car Club.
Yes. The M-Benz Club, as it's officially called in the villages, has about 280 members now and is growing. We don't have a limit on the number of members. And interestingly enough, the two most important things I think that have contributed to our growth over the last 2 years have been the addition of the trips and tours component, so that we do a trip and tour every month. And the second thing is our recommended vendor program, where vendors like Mercedes-Benz of Gainesville give our members a 10% discount on service. It makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Every month, there's a couple of people that join, and they say, Mike, how do I get that membership card? Get my discount. I need an A service, or I need a B service. It's just comical. We have a meeting next week, and I've already got two people coming to the meeting to give us their membership application and dues, and then pick up that membership card. It's such an important thing. And I wanted to thank you for participating in this year's third annual All German Car Show on Saturday, October 15th. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your dealership here and about your participation last year?
Absolutely. This third annual All German Car Show, we participated, I guess, in the second annual. It was very successful. And not only that, the turnout was amazing. The amount of product, not only from Mercedes, but other German engineered vehicles, Porsches, BMWs, Volkswagens, was amazing as well. I expect this show to be even larger than last year's, and I'm going to bring plenty of product, both gas and electric, for everyone to look at, test drive, and hopefully purchase.
Mm-hmm. Well, test drives might be a little bit harder, except at the end of the show. The show officially runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but if your guys want to hang around with some cars for a test drive, I'm sure people who are interested in would love to do that. That's a great idea, in fact. This year, we are repeating the old German band, the village's brass band with accordion, and we expect to get a great turnout. And Country Club is in Harbor Hills Country Club, where it's held, has promised a better selection of German food this year, which would be nice. Number of cars that we have this year is capped at 150, and that's physically because of the space. And we're only going to have 14 or 15 vendors. So it's shaping up to be a very good show. Great time of year in October. Weather will be perfect. People will get to see a lot of very extremely special cars. One of the other vendors that's coming out is Matt Moorman's Obsessed Garage. Have you ever heard of Matt?
No.
Obsessed Garage.
Tell me about it.
He runs podcasts, YouTube videos, and he tests things like power washers. And he finds the very best power washer that money can buy, the very best hoses and connectors, the very best spray guns, and then he sells them online through his company. He's got 35 people in the company now. Last year, he brought five cars to the show, and he showed the cars as a display vehicle. This year, he decided to become a vendor and bring some of the products, like the very best ceramic coating or the very best wheel brush to get in behind the wheels to get the brake dust out. This year, what are you anticipating in terms of models of cars that Mercedes-Benz of Gainesville will be able to bring?
Well, we have the all-new EQS, which is our 100% all-electric S-Class. We basically cannot keep them in stock. We sell everyone we get in, but I'm going to put one aside to bring out to the show. Also bring an SUV, probably a GLE. That's our mid-size SUV, but they've redone the whole ergonomics of the inside. The setup looks just like a little mini S-Class as well. And lastly, I'm going to bring up some kind of convertible sports car, an SL or GT convertible, so that we can, you know, it is Florida and people like to put the roof down. So I kind of like to bring the variety, yet gas and electric and our best-selling SUV. So I'm looking forward to bringing those three vehicles.
Okay. The best-selling SUV is?
The GLE.
The GLE.
Mm-hmm. And I think the reason for that is the amount of availability. They're made in Alabama, so they get shipped to us directly rather than from Germany. And with the chip shortage and the amount of chips it takes in that particular vehicle, we probably get somewhere in the area of 10 to 12 a month as compared to the other cars where we're just getting two and threesies all month. But the GLE SUV, it's priced affordably anywhere from the high 70s to low 90s. Depends on the equipment you purchase, you put on it. And it also has three different engines, a four-cylinder twin turbo, which is the GLE 350, GLE 450, which is the six-cylinder, which they've made over the years, which has plenty of pickup and phenomenal gas mileage. And they also make the AMG model, which is a 53, and that has plenty of pep, little different grill, flares out a little bit more and a little sportier wheels. But all three vehicles are best sellers and have been for the past few years.
And they have the newest MBUX type of a dashboard display?
Yes. Yes, they do, which is awesome because it's the technology that Mercedes-Benz has been over the years a little bit lackluster. I think they've hit a home run with the MBUX because of the graphics of the navigation, all the information centers, the MBMe app you can download to it, as well as the speak feature where you can express where you would like to go and it'll plug it in your navigation automatically.
You could say 4000 North Main Street in Gainesville and it'll take you right here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. Not very navigations. Many navigation systems are that smart or they get lost. Jeff, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. How long have you been working in Mercedes-Benz dealerships?
That's a funny story, Mike. My first Mercedes-Benz job, I've been in the car business for 28 years. And at 2007, I got my first opportunity to be the general sales manager of this very store, Mercedes-Benz of Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
So my first taste of Mercedes-Benz was here in Gainesville. And living in Jacksonville, I commuted, which wasn't bad. I did it for 3 years and ended up working for a store out of Jacksonville called Brumos Motor Cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for a number of years before having the opportunity to come back here and just watching Mercedes-Benz grow and watching the product line increase has just been phenomenal. I don't think there's another brand I'd want to work for other than Mercedes-Benz, and I'm being prejudiced about that. But towards affordability, safety, economically, I think they stand in a league of their own, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Here at Mercedes-Benz of Gainesville, how many employees do you have?
I have 59 total employees. Mm-hmm. I have 12 salespeople. I have a phenomenal technician staff. I've got four service riders that are very, very friendly and easy to do business with. The town of Gainesville is very special to me, because it's nice that it's not a large community, whereas a bigger metropolitan town like a Tampa or Orlando, I don't think you'll get the same kind of care, same kind of attention. And I try to focus that on the culture we have, and I also try to install that in all of my people that work with me on customer comes first no matter what. And we've installed that culture here at Mercedes-Benz of Gainesville.
Yeah, I know several of our members, including myself, have noticed that difference. The 4.5 years I've lived here in Central Florida, a big difference between the way you run your store up here and the way some of the others run their operation.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
It's funny because I always get this call once a month. Mike, I've had a problem with a Mercedes-Benz dealership. Always apprehensive when I hear that. And I say, well, tell me what dealership it is. And 99% of the time, it's the same three without using any name. I said, well, you went to the wrong store. you didn't join the club. But on a moving forward basis, why don't you tell our listeners something about the ongoing service programs you have for cars that are coming to the end of their manufacturer's original warranty?
Absolutely. First of all, I do want to express that our partnership with the NBINS Club of the Villages, they do get a 10% discount on all of their services as well. But towards our service department, Mercedes-Benz comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile warranty. And that's standard for every new Mercedes-Benz that you purchase. On a pre-owned vehicle, the certified car gives you an additional year of warranty as well as unlimited miles. I don't think any other product out there has the unlimited miles. Usually they cap it at 100,000 miles. Mercedes-Benz is different. They go with the unlimited miles, as well as a subvented interest rate if you bought a CPO car.
What kind of an interest rate?
Subvented, a little bit lower than the prime rate right now. Mm-hmm. And it's also varies on which car you look at, but we seem to keep between 35 and 40 CPO cars in stock
certified
at a time. Certified pre-owns. And now that the new car chip issue is ramping up, our new car inventory is as well. So it's been a little bit challenging over the past year, but absolutely we have overcome many obstacles, and it's going to feel just like it did before the pandemic any day now.
Any day now.
Yes.
Hmm. What are the new models that you don't have in stock now that you expect to see here at the store within the next 6 to 9 months?
Well, Mike, here is what I'm most excited about. I was in Dallas last week at a North America Mercedes-Benz show, and they expressed to us that within the next 12 months, they are going to have 5 new electric, all-electric cars and SUVs. The EQB is our smaller SUV. They're releasing that the middle of this month. The EQE is a mid-size all-electric sedan, just like the EQS, but a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They're releasing that in November, December, fourth quarter. The EQS, which they're making an SUV, is going to be early 2023, and that's a 7-passenger or 6-passenger. It just depends on the options. SUV, full 100% electric. And we're also making an EQS SUV. That is the size of our GLS, 3 rows, our largest SUV, but it's going to be 100% electric. And we're real excited about that. We are diving into the electric market with both feet. Mercedes-Benz, absolutely. I've seen the new product and it's stunning. It's like nothing else in its class. It will be the best-selling luxury electric vehicle on the market. And they're going to put their stamp of approval, Mercedes-Benz interiors, exteriors, the body style that a lot of the other products, again, I won't mention any names, are very cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
The Mercedes-Benz will have all of the things you're used to with a Mercedes-Benz at a very competitive price point.
What's the single most surprising or powerful feature that you've seen in the new EQS, which is available now, that you like and customers like?
The probably to pinpoint that down to my favorite feature, the EQS, is something called the Hyperscreen. I know they show multiple commercials at the Masters and Super Bowl and a lot of EQS advertising, but the Hyperscreen has a completely different screen for the passenger that the driver can't see from the angle they're on. So they can even watch a Netflix if you're on a road trip.
So the passenger screen is invisible or blacked out?
Yes, from the driver's side. But a passenger can use all the technology when taking a long trip or navigation or want to change something, air conditioning, ambient lighting, something different of the car. They have their own little touch screen panel on the passenger side, which I think is really, really neat. I haven't seen that in any other product.
So if an airbag in front of the passenger were to go off in an accident, is that going to damage the hyperscreen?
No. The airbag comes from above the hyperscreen from the dashboard.
Okay.
And so it doesn't. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
But the hyperscreen covers the whole front of the dashboard in the EQS, and they're going to use that technology for the SUV electric cars. And I even hear they're going to install that technology on the smaller electric sedans that are offered.
Good. Thanks a lot for being with us, Jeff. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the All German Car Show on October 15th.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.